So dear learners, let's summarize this week, what we learned in this week. In the module 1, we covered that why and how the English is important in academic writing. You know, it's a global language. We need to communicate with the global research fraternity. And we need to communicate in English. That's why we must learn the very basic rules of academic writing in English. The basic rules, remember, keep it simple, keep it concise, keep it clear, keep it reader friendly. And the reader friendliness is the utmost requirement, always remember this. Then we discussed the problems of non-native speakers, and for that we gave a single solution, that hear and read as much as you can and enrich your vocabulary. Then only then we can have the good command over the language. Now, then we learn how to effectively use subject, verb, adjectives. Subject and verb must agree. Effectively using active and passive voices depending on the requirement of each and every section. And using the articles, especially the definite article the. Use it very precisely. We often commit the mistake in using the article the. And then we learn avoiding the punctuation errors. In the module 2, we talked about the cohesion and coherence. Remember that thing, cohesion is about the grammatical aspect and coherence is about the idea aspect. It is rhetorical aspect in which we are talking about the technical aspect of our manuscript. Overall, the cohesion and coherence aim to develop the idea in a logical way. And we told you that we can adopt the cohesion and coherence with the help of conjunctions, fanboys, remember, for, and, nor, but, or, yet, and so, and lexical cohesions, references, and making the strong paragraph, that is paragraph development. These are the basic tools of ensuring the cohesion and coherence. And in the last module, we discussed various language tips for improving the language of each and every section. Like, number 1, article title when we are mentioning, double check the title, especially when it is in uppercase, because spell check doesn't operate, doesn't give the indication whether it is wrong or right when it is written in uppercase. And in the abstract, we said make the simple sentences, short sentences, avoid the abbreviations. Introduction, make an optimum introduction, you know, don't take the run-up, don't come from the pavilion itself for delivering your bath. So make an optimum introduction, give a brief background, and then materials and methods. We discussed that use the past tense for the results and discussion. Cohesion and coherence must be taken care of, and then conclude concisely in good tune with the objectives. And then references, punctuation errors must be avoided in the reference case. Then we focused on the most common errors authors make, like apostrophe, confusion, comma splice, unnecessary comma, overuse of comma, and using acronyms, don't use the acronyms, contractions, slang verbs, don't use the casual words. And then we focus the writing styles given by the various associations. We focus APA, MLA, and CMS. And learned about some citation managers like Mendeley, EndNote, and Zotero. So remember the things and try to learn the examples. Dear learners, don't skip the weekly quiz. And dear learners, very happy learning once again.